This week's Cotton News line is two cuts. Both cuts are Bill Robertson, Beltwag Cotton Conference Coordinator. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And we'll start off with a few minutes for our National Cotton Council Chairman, Charles Parker, to welcome everybody to the Beltwag and to deliver his report that he has to our members as well as non-members that are in the audience. And then we jump right into last year's season. David Wright from Florida, a cotton specialist in Florida, will be delivering a presentation that he's going to have input from all the cotton specialists from all the way across the Cotton Belt to discuss the challenges, really, in the 2011 cotton growing season. David's going to present that to the group, again, with help from all the cotton specialists across the U.S.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The pesticides we use, and also the technologies that are available to us. We're seeing challenges from all different directions with regard to what's available for us to use. We've lost some products, currently have more restrictions on some of the products, and we also have a host of technology that's available to us now and coming down the road. Don Parker from the National Cotton Council, our IPM coordinator, is going to lead that discussion. But we'll have input from the entomologist, from the weed scientist, as well as the pathologist and nematologist at the conference. Our nematologists are going to look at that with a big emphasis on how do we grow cotton without Timic. And then to round out the general session, we have Mike Quinn coming in from Carolina's Cotton to give us his thoughts on some of the things we need to consider or look at when we're making decisions on marketing our 2012 crop.